Cleaning and disinfecting products, things like hand sanitizer, have been in short supply on store shelves lately. One Wisconsin-based distillery is trying to help get more hand sanitizer to people by making their own product and making it free. We have two guests joining us now from the La Crosse Distillery Company. Chad Staley is president. Hey, Chad, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Thanks for having us on the air. Appreciate it. We're big WPR fans.
That's great. And Nicholas Weber is also with us, CEO and also a co-founder. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Like Chad said, big fans of WPR, and we're sustaining members as well. So appreciate you having us on.
Thanks so much. Well, Chad, before we get to the hand sanitizer, can you tell us how this whole pandemic thing has been affecting your business so far?
Certainly, Rob. You know, we like so many other public spaces, have had to close our doors to our tasting room. We have a pretty robust tasting room here in La Crosse where people are able to eat and drink and buy bottles and take tours of the distillery, et cetera. So things have been pretty quiet around here other than some takeout, and we're continuing some production on some of our products while now focused entirely on this hand sanitizer project. We've basically converted all of our systems over to this hand sanitizer project.
So, Nick, what led you at the La Crosse Distillery to turn to making hand sanitizer?
Yes, Rob. I mean, we saw the need, you know, kind of coming, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and you know, we started talking. Chad and I met with our master distiller, Mitch, and sat down with him and Casey and said, look, there's going to be a need here. And, you know, what can we do? How can we convert this? Let's start looking at it. And really kind of started from a singular conversation, and now it's really turned into something. We're right now we're working trying to serve the local community. We're setting up multiple distribution points within the city of La Crosse for our local community and our citizens here to donate free hand sanitizer to everybody. And then we're also talking with the state and federal government along with private companies, and we're trying to ramp production up right now. This thing has been changing by the hour, as we all know. And we're moving as fast as we can.
Chad, what is different, about producing hand sanitizer at a distillery versus, the vodka and whiskey and other things you might usually make?
Well, it really starts out the same. So as we would make our various spirits, you know, currently we've been producing a vodka and a gin and some whiskeys to go into barrels. But for some of those products, they're all made from a base spirit, essentially a neutral grain spirit, and or, you know, ethanol, so to speak. And so our first line of distillation usually creates a very neutral alcohol base. So that's what's going into these hand sanitizers. Now, there's other parts to the formula that the government, both the TTB, the Trade and Tax Bureau, and the FDA, has guided us with a formulation that we're able to use in this time of a national emergency. So we're taking our basics and converting it over to this hand sanitizer project. There's not a whole lot different as far as this initial distillation goes.
Talking to Chad Staley and Nicholas Weber from the La Crosse Distillery Company, talking about how they're converting operations to make hand sanitizer at the distillery and then giving it away for free. Nick, obviously flavor isn't a concern as it is with your usual products. How about scent of your hand sanitizer? What are you doing for that?
Certainly. Good question. So one thing that we've done is we work with a lot of botanicals in our gin, our Field Notes gin. That's an organic gin based product, and we're taking those botanicals and dropping essences into the hand sanitizer to help it, you know, be more aromatic. Of course, right now, you know, we're just trying to fill needs. We have everybody reached out to us from emergency responders, police department, sheriff's department, the SEOC, among many others. So, you know, we are making sure that we make this smell good and also not, you know, and be something that can, you know, isn't going to dry your hands out, but the first and foremost, we want to make sure we can kill germs and help with the fight on this COVID-19.
Chad, what's the timeline on a conversion like this? How long does it take to move from one from booze to hand sanitizer?
We've hit the ground running, Rob. I mean, we've already, just today, you know, this all came into focus like last Wednesday or Thursday, and literally today we are bottling the first 1,000 bottles of 2 ounce personal use bottles, and we're going to get those out to the public in the next day or two.
And Nick, I know there's a community of distillers. Are you hearing other people jumping into this around the country?
Absolutely. You know, it's been pretty encouraging. It's really brought community together amongst all distilleries, not just in the state, but in the country, and I would imagine around the globe. So we're all talking on some level. You know, there's a lot of calls coming in. I'm not going to lie. I mean, been on the phone last 72 hours with suppliers and people that are in need, nursing homes, child care facilities, hospitals. I mean, you name it. So yeah, it's been really cool to kind of see everybody come together. I feel like it's our duty, you know, to do this. Especially we're citizens, you know, we embrace community. So anything we can do to help, we're gonna do. It's the right thing to do.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Chad Staley and Nicholas Weber from the La Crosse Distilling Company, talking about their efforts to convert to producing hand sanitizer and distributing it for free. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.